Agenda item number 15, discussion and possible action, report for environmental flow initiatives related to the water management plan by Tiffany Morgan, environmental service manager.
This contract that I'm asking permission for you to approve essentially replaces an existing contract. Our contractor underwent a substantial change in management about 18 months ago, and since that time, all of the staff that we hired that firm for has chosen to seek employment elsewhere. So we're kind of left with a contract right now that is not very functional for us, and we have indicated to them that we are not going to continue. Most of the work under this contract is all work that we committed to voluntarily through the system operations project and with our memorandum of understanding we negotiated with Texas Parks and Wildlife as part of that. It's also something that will be very beneficial in the future to Senate Bill 3 revisions, because right now, while the Senate Bill 3 required development of in-stream flow study standards or in-stream flow standards, there's very little data, and I know this because I was on the science team that generated it, so a lot of this work will be generating data to better inform that process. Right now, we were using best available science, which in a lot of places meant making a scientific wag. This project has been included in the budget since the beginning of the since 2011 and is currently contemplated in the long-term system operations project budget. Tasks under the contract will include assisting environmental services staff with conducting the in-stream environmental flow studies, post-assessment and data processing, developing some methods reporting documents, environmental flow achievement analysis, WMP permitting support as needed as we go through the rest of the system operations process and hopefully through the 10-year mandatory revision of the WMP and then through the next round of Senate Bill 3 environmental flows coordination. This will be a phase contract. The first phase is for 5 years. Phase two will require authorization and amendment prior to commencing work. So if something changes between now and then, and we no longer need some of the services, we'll have the opportunity at the end of 2020 to amend the contract accordingly. The total project budget for the 10-year project is $1,625,000. These are the sites currently in the contract that agreed to be assessed, and these are the sites that we have committed to assessing through the system operations process. The contract does not limit us to those sites only. It is flexible enough that if we experience some change in the next 10 years, we can adjust the contract as needed. Any questions?
We only received one proposal.
I offered it out to, Loopy put it out on the internet so anyone who wanted to see it could bid on it, but we specifically sent it to six firms that I thought had staff that were qualified to do this sort of work. Four of those six combined into create the Aqua Strategies team. One of the other firms I thought would have adequate staff is the firm working on the environmental permitting for Allen's Creek, and they'd indicated that because of the scope of that project, they just didn't have the man hours available to bid on this project.
Wait a minute. They combined, the four combined?
Four team, there's four,
four
under Aqua Strategy.
Were they aware then that they were the only bidder?
Not at the time that they did it. I'm sure they may have suspected since I'm sure they all know each other's capabilities, but there was certainly a chance that SWCA would have put in for this contract too. I think they combined to cover all the potential needs that we might have. Some are stronger with biologists, some are stronger with engineers. Some have some good hydrologists on staff, and the four groups went together to create a team response. Will we use necessarily all the capabilities of all four teams? Probably not, but we're covered if we need some of their particular skill sets.
Any more questions?
Yes, sir.
Have the four firms
submitted this as a joint venture project,
yes,
or have they formed a new firm?
No, they submitted it as a joint venture project with Aqua Strategies being the primary contractor with three subcontractors available underneath Aqua Strategies.
Anybody else? Can you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a contract with Aqua Strategies Incorporated for a 10-year project for an amount not to exceed $1,625,000 for support for environmental flow initiatives related to the system operation permit and water management plan.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Rick, second.
Second.
Master Munson, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
No.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.